Hey, yo, how you guys doing? You know, hey, happy birthday to my wife, Adrian. Hey, yo, Adrian, come on over here. Okay. You know, I love my wife, Adrian, so much, but I tell you, she ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, she's clearly got cataracts or something, I think. She's blind as a bat. I mean, come on, look at me. Oh, my word. They got to be like as big as a friggin' plane, huh? Adrian. Oh, hi there, baby. How you doing? I didn't see you there. And you know what? Furthermore, hey, let's do a couple cliches. All right, hold on. I'm afraid. You want to hear me say it for the first time in my life? I'm afraid. Thank you for the support, Adrian. You really something. Jeez, women. All right, what else we got here? Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I don't know where I got that from, but it just kind of rolls off the tongue. I said somewhere we're having a conversation. And the guy says, hey, do I got to do it? I says, you got to do what you got to do. And it kind of stuck. I don't know. I don't know even what I was thinking about, to be honest. So I guess now I'm like the Tulsa King. I was in the mafia or something. I don't even know what I'm doing. A lot of chickens out there. I don't freaking. Yeah, when I was growing up, though, my mom used to, as a crazy. Man, she was an animal. She'd take these chickens, she'd throw them down on the butcher block or whatever you call it, 2x4 log, I don't know what it is. She'd cut their freaking heads off like a mafia king. Oh, my God. Then they'd run around, they'd check the mail. It's crazy. They'd be all over the place. I don't know what they were doing. And then she'd just boil the shit out of them. We'd be eating them in like a half an hour. So it's crazy. Those Germans, man. All right, I'm back for another installment. Hey, you know, I was just talking about Polly. You guys remember Polly, Adrian's brother? What a freaking loser that guy was. Oh, my God. Thank God hold on, I got to come up with something to say that's clever. And you know me, man, I've been hitting the head a lot. Sometimes it takes me a while, you know? You know, I had a couple people comment about my thing about Adrian. You know, it was kind of a backhanded compliment. You know, what I'm saying is I'm ugly. She's clearly blind because, you know, she's, you know, if you don't get it, you must be from freaking Miami or something. I don't know. So anyway, I love my wife, Adrian. She's very, very supportive. At times, she's yelled at me a little bit. Remember that one time? Hold on. Let's play it back for you. Okay. I said, I can't win. She goes, I don't know. We were on a beach. I don't know what she said. But I said, I'm afraid. You want to hear me say it? For the first time in my life, I'm afraid. And then it went on from there. It got a little ugly. Oh, yeah, back to Polly. Oh, my God. That guy couldn't. I mean, if brains were a hurricane, he couldn't blow out a match. I just wrote that. It's brand new. What do you mean I sound a little like Rodney Dangerfield? I was, hey, what? You know, I'm working in and out of character, okay? So just lighten up a little bit. Hey, you know, lighten up. Who else do I want to do? Robert De Niro, that loser. Forget him. Okay, let's do a couple of Rodney. But we're going to do it. He sounds a little bit more like, you know, he's like New York. Hey, you kidding? I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window. And I tell you what, my wife, she's not too bright. You want to know how dumb she is? You want to know how dumb she is? It takes her an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes. She's not bright, I tell you. Are you kidding? I bought her a toy poodle. She killed it putting batteries in it. She's not bright. And you want to talk ugly? Ugly? Hey, we first dating. I took her home to meet my mother. She put newspaper on the floor. I gave her a hickey. I got fur in my mouth. Not a good looking woman. Yeah, I understand tears run down the back of her head to avoid her face. And she was fat. Are you kidding? Yeah, I met her at the Macy's Day Parade. She was wearing ropes. Okay, you know, I'm talking a fat chick, too, okay? You know, she tried computer dating before I met her. Yeah, the machine matched up with Detroit. Yeah, she goes swimming. She leaves a ring around the lake, okay? Ah, you kidding? I know she cheats on me. You kidding? I bought a used car. I found one of her dresses in the back seat. Yeah, I found a wallet. Inside was a picture of my two kids. It wasn't my wallet. So I tried blind dating, you know? I stand on a street corner for 2 hours waiting for this date. A girl walks up. I said, hey, are you Louise? She goes, are you Rodney? I go, yeah, I'm Rodney. She goes, I'm not Louise. Yeah, I looked up my family tree. Two dogs were using it. Yeah, you know, I tried jogging. Yeah, I kept running into restaurants. And my daughter, are you kidding my daughter? They call her Federal Express. Yeah, she goes to a guy's apartment. She absolutely positively has to be there overnight. Yeah, she flunked her driver's test. Yeah, she couldn't get used to the front seat. Hey! Yeah, you know, and I never understood women. You know, I met this girl. She says, hey, my parents are gone for the weekend. Come on over. I got mirrors all over the ceiling in the bedroom. Bring a bottle. I brought Windex. I didn't get it. I met this other girl. She says, hey, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home. Okay, that one's marginal. Marginal at best. I'm struggling now. And you kidding? I saw pictures. I know I was an ugly kid. Are you kidding? My mother breastfed me through a straw.